Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. I appreciate you joining me. Starting out this weekend show with an old friend, John Embree. John, aside from being one of the most successful investors in the world, I might add, is also a fellow Husky, and we're all hoping that this evening at 7:30, the Huskies are going to take Utah apart and end up finishing the season at 8-4. But you know what? That's not what you folks are listening for. What you folks are listening for is you want to know from experts like John exactly how they think the precious metals markets are going to play out over the next few years. John, here's my question. Barack Obama was given a go-ahead last Tuesday in the United States. He was given a go-ahead to continue his what I think are socialistic tendencies. Okay, I maintain that with a quantitative easing, i.e. printing money, et cetera, I think this is going to do nothing but bode well mid to long term for the price of gold. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with you, Al. You know, I was a little concerned going into the election last Tuesday for the simple reason that Obama's a known quantity. You know what you're going to get with he and Bernanke.
Mm-hmm.
Romney was kind of a wild card because, I mean, he was talking about balancing budgets, even though I didn't think he could do it.
Right.
But he would have sort of brought some doubt to the issue. Now that we're back to sort of business as usual, and I don't think there's any question that with the fiscal cliff coming up that it's going to be really difficult any way you cut it. And that kind of environment, to me, is perfect for precious metals.
Oh, yeah.
And gold and silver have gone through a difficult period in the last 14 months. I mean, they made certainly gold made a high back in the end of August in 2011. Believe it or not, it's almost $200 off that high.
Mm-hmm.
And given what's transpired in that 14-month period, that's actually shocking to me. So I think now that the election's out of the way, we're going to have business as usual. I think it's the backdrop to a really big move in gold. And for what it's worth, November's always been one of the best, if not the best, month of the year seasonally for gold. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for some good action.
You know, I am too, but I have to tell you, I'm definitely not just looking short term here. You know, I mean, I think, yes, November's probably going to be a very, very good month. But, you know, I think that the U.S. economy is so behind the eight ball. I think a number of things are going to happen. I think you're going to see the U.S. dollar go down in value. I think the Canadian dollar is going to outshine the U.S. dollar, point number one. And point number two, you know, as my buddy Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, maybe it was even longer, he said, Al, watch. People are going to want to buy things. And he said those things are going to be the commodities, gold and silver, and number two, mining stocks. He said, you know, because you own a mining stock and you've got an call on an asset in the ground, and that's definitely a thing.
Well, I totally agree with Moriarty, and I've been sort of on that same theme for a very long time. What astounds me, actually, is the fact that anybody outside of the Fed still owns U.S. Treasuries. Like,
mm-hmm.
why anyone would own these at, you know, 10-year yields of 1.7 and 30-year yields of in the twos is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what is going on with quantitative easing, what will the ultimate outcome of this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these bonds are going to be basically guaranteed certificates of confiscation. And when this starts to dawn on people, and I think it will start to dawn fairly soon,
mm-hmm.
money will abandon that area, and there's trillions of dollars invested in that sector. It doesn't take much of that going into the gold space to have an outsized impact. So, yeah, I think that the longer term, aside from what's going to happen in the near term, the longer term implications right now for gold are spectacularly good.
What about the mining companies?
Well, they've been awful. And one of the reasons they've been awful is the companies have been not totally forthright about how serious their operating costs are rising. And they never were too truly honest about what they were in the first place. They tended to sort of just use, you know, the narrowest definition of mining costs. And they didn't take in the total operating costs. And it's come to, you know, it's basically, investors have gone, wait a minute, the gold price has gone from 252 to 1,700, and you guys aren't making much money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I mean, the gold price hasn't gone up as fast as it should have, and costs have gone up rapidly. And as a result, these companies haven't done well. But I think that's all going to come to a head in the next 12 months, because I think in that environment, I think the gold price is going to run much faster than costs. And suddenly you're going to have large increases in earnings, and this will draw in all the momentum players and all the skeptics. And to boot the stocks in relation to the gold price are as cheap as I've ever seen them. So I think everything's in place for a big, big move in the stocks. I'm extremely enthusiastic.
I don't see how anybody could really dispute that, John.
They do. There's a lot of hedge funds that are short. And there's also that'll add to the upside movement when suddenly they start moving, because there's a lot of people that are going to have to change their position.
Well, I think that's a really good point. Any particular parts of the world in terms of where mining companies are located that you're interested in right now?
Yeah, well, I really think you got to be geopolitically sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, you know, obviously the better places are places like Canada, the United States, mm-hmm. Australia. But I'm also very interested in numerous places in South America. I just mm-hmm. happened to be having lunch this week with a close friend who's got a really good operation, emerging operation down in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a place that is underestimated,
mm-hmm.
and there's some really good, geology and potential resources and ore bodies down there. So I'm very comfortable in many places in South America. I wouldn't be as comfortable these days in Africa. I think things are getting a little dicey over there,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to get into Indonesia and Kazakhstan and places like that. So I'd stick to sort of this hemisphere, northern and southern America, and a few other places. So I do think you've got to pay considerable attention to geopolitical risk.
I agree 1,000% on that. You know, John, it's interesting, but I think there's more and more interest also developing in some of the environs here down in the United States. I know that Ramarco was having kind of a tough time over in the Carolinas right now, and whether or not that goes anywhere is hard to say. My guess is it will. Although with Obama getting elected right now, I don't know, it's that could be a horse of a different color. But, you know, you look at what's going on right now in Nevada, you look what's going on in Idaho. I even understand that some of the regulations in California are starting to soften up a little bit. So there seems to be more interest coming into our country right now.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that, we're desperate for economic activity, and I think it's counterproductive to sort of throw roadblocks in front of mining enterprises. I mean, they can generate a lot of economic activity, and I think the powers that be are going to figure that out, and they won't be as restrictive in a lot of the operations in the United States, and that will be very positive. Because, I mean, what I'm looking for, Al, really are places where the rule of law has been in place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the United States certainly is at the front of the line. So I have no problem with, recommending any kind of operation down there.
You know, I found it very interesting that you brought South America up as quickly as you did. I've been down there 3 or 4 times, visited mining properties, et cetera. But more importantly, I've also talked to some of the people down there specifically in Chile as an example. And, I think the environment in Chile is fantastic. You know, in light of what happened with South American silver down in Bolivia and some other companies, I would tread pretty lightly down there. But, for the rest of it, those guys, they realize the importance that capitalism and free markets plays on their economies. And when I say those guys, I mean the governments. And, they're going to be nothing but supportive, I would think, of mining down there. You think I'm nuts?
No, I think basically I wouldn't give a blanket endorsement to South America.
No.
You make a good point. I mean, Bolivia, Venezuela, Ecuador, I wouldn't go near.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Peru's sort of in the middle. But two places I'm very comfortable are Chile, because they have a long, long history of mining, and they're very supportive of it. And Brazil is a really huge country with all sorts of green belts that haven't been explored extensively. And they're also very conducive to mining. So I would be sort of first in line. I'd be looking at Brazil and Chile and in Central America, Mexico. And on the margin, places like Peru and Argentina, which are somewhat iffy, but they've got, really good geology.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Mexico, John, because Kathy and I are pretty heavily invested down there, and I'm actually pretty comfortable in that situation. There you have it from John Embry. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
37 Things to Hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, limb, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, John Embry is a very, very interesting guy. I think he's one of the most unique guys in our industry in the sense that really well-informed, really successful, and just, you know, he and his wife are just two very, very nice people. Kathy and I have had dinner with them a number of times, and we thoroughly enjoy their company, and I got nothing but respect for John. Another guy who I've got a lot of respect for is Mike Niehiser. Let me tell you a little bit about Mike. Mike has been involved in the industry for, what, 4 or 5, 6 years now. Lives down in Oregon. He has an organization called Beacon Rock Research. Beacon Rock Research is highly, highly recommended by a number of my really good friends in the industry. Number one, Yale Simpson certainly thinks the world of Mike. And Linda Thorstad, interestingly enough, just a couple of days ago said, hey, Al, do you know Mike Niehiser? He is really doing a good job. And I said, you know, as a matter of fact, I do. I haven't talked to Mike for a while, but I decided to revisit that situation. And you know what? I'm glad I did. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time today coming on the show. Tell us about Beacon Rock Research.
Well, geez, Al, you know, I really, you blow me away by your comments. That you're very kind. Well, Beacon Rock Research, we're located here in Portland, Oregon, and actually we just passed our 7th milestone. It was founded on October 31st, 2005, which is actually 200 years to the day that Lewis and Clark coming across the country.
Wow.
Pulled their canoes up under Stevenson, Washington, just a little bit east of Beacon Rock. And those stars aligned and started Beacon Rock. And actually, my grandfather, who was a coal miner, came out during the war, bought a lot near Beacon Rock, and that's why the company's named that. But Beacon Rock is a independent research firm. We attempt to write high quality institutional level research, making it available for not just institutional investors, but also making it free to retail investors and anybody that has an interest in what I think is the most important industry in the world.
And that means the mining industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you've been following companies for quite some time now. I know that you did a great report, which we posted on our site, for Linda's company, Orsa Ventures. I know that you provided coverage for Yale Simpson, if I'm not mistaken, on both Exeter and Xstory. What are some of the other companies that you have done research on, Mike?
Well, there's ones you would be familiar with, such as NovaGold,
mm-hmm.
and that goes back to 2004.
Yep.
Also, MineFinders.
Mm-hmm.
And to explain where I come from, I'm an ex-banker, and I was looking for something that was contrary to the paper, and that's where I fell in love with the mining industry. And you know, I look for contrary ideas, and you know, MineFinders was not, I think, fully appreciated because of decisions management had made. But I really like the asset, and you know, I like teams that aren't fully appreciated. And in fact, with the mining industry, I think I've got a lifelong vocation because I don't think the world will ever fully appreciate the good work that that we do.
I have to agree with that one 100%. You know, one thing, Mike, that I stress on our program, and I really mean this, is that none of us are the prettiest baby in the nursery. You know, we're all pretty, but not necessarily the prettiest baby in the nursery. And consequently, people who are investors, and specifically people who are investors in the resource sector, you need to get other opinions. You need to look at each particular situation from as many, many sides as you possibly can. And what I see you doing with Beacon Rock is providing really good research on companies. And I want to stress something else. Mike isn't necessarily compensated by the companies to, you know, he's not necessarily a hired gun, for lack of better terms. And if he has any type of financial arrangement with the company in terms of consulting work or whatever, he fully discloses that. But, you know, I got to tell you, this guy is pretty arm's length, and I truly appreciate that, Mike.
Well, you're really kind. You know, I learned when I became an analyst back in 2000 that with technology we're going to live a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you need to keep your mind equivalent to that. And so not only do you need to love and give, but you need to be challenged and frustrated.
Sure.
And I think learning will keep you alive a long time. And so I've decided I'm going to live to 120. And my goal is to stay in this business until then. And the only way to do that is just, you know, bust my hump and do the very best I can. And it's not a good business plan, but I think it's a great life. And I think what they say, if you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life.
Yeah,
that's partly true.
I found that out a long, long time ago. And it's, I think it's very, very true. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, you obviously have some insights, some opinions, and insights into what's going on in gold and silver. You know, we had an election here that was decided last Tuesday night that President Obama would be serving a second term. Mike, what impact do you think that the results of that election are going to have on the resource industry?
Well, there's a couple ways of looking at it. I don't think you're going to see gold and other precious metals, sink to lower levels. I think the interesting thing there is that gold gets hurt when the dollar does well, when Europe fails. But as far as the states here, you know, we've been floating funny money for quite a while now. And, you know, over the Obama administration, forgetting about Bush, each mm-hmm. family has another $46,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains a lot of the movement, the price of gold. And so with what's off balance sheet as well as on, I just think until the demographics turn, we're going to see gold and precious metals do well. Other metals, as the world becomes a little more less global and more provincial, we're going to see shortages. And, you know, I built Beacon Rock on the idea that we need to find more resources, we need to manage them and recycle them over the next 100 years to keep from killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to hold true exceptionally in the short term and the long term. And like I say, I've got a long-term outlook on this. And so amongst those trends, just looking for picking winners and losers. But
mm-hmm.
it's frightening from a, you know, from a provincial point of view that that rule of law is everything. And I'm not so really proud of the states as I used to be. And I think I hear a lot from Canadians and others saying, what in the world are you people doing? And I think that their perspectives, at the top of this call, you said you got to take different sources. And
yeah.
in the states, we are really myopic and very silo-oriented. And this industry is not a silo business. You have to really think. And that's how I try to write my research, to get people to think. I mean, I don't follow things that I don't like,
mm-hmm.
but and that's a curse. But I just want people to think, and if I make them think, then I'm absolved from the guilt of their decisions to some degree.
You know, it's interesting. I read an editorial last Wednesday. I read an editorial that was in the Seattle Times, and the writer was talking about the pros and cons of voting or not voting, and he basically said in there, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but you really, really need to take a really hard look. In this case, he was talking about, you know, the candidates. He said, you really need to take and the issues. He said, you really didn't need to take a really hard look, and you don't want to be myopic. You want to really be open-minded. And, you know, that is the attitude I think that you and I have, because of the fact that we're not just relegated to opinions down here in the United States. We're relegated to opinions from people all over the world, and that's what makes your work good, and that's what hopefully continues to make our radio program good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want any information on Beacon Rock Research, we are providing a banner on our website for Beacon Rock. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out, Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got a new guest on the line right now, Monty Agarwal. Monty is a managing partner, and he's a chief investment officer of a company called MA Capital Management. Very, very interesting guy. Graduated with a bachelor's degree in computer science and engineering from the University of Pennsylvania. That was back in 1990, and then in 96 he received an MBA in finance and economics from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. I got to tell you, somebody with that kind of educational background is somebody that I have all the time in the world for. Monty, I've got a question for you. Now, I know that MA Capital Management is very, very involved in the day-to-day gyrations of the conventional stock markets, et cetera. Last Tuesday, the 6th of November, we had an election where status quo, nothing has changed. The administrative branch has not changed. And in terms of the Senate and the House, that hasn't changed either. I view this as being two things. Number one, I know exactly where I stand right now in terms of what I have to do to protect myself financially. I believe I know what the country has to do to protect itself financially. I'm not sure the country is going to be able to protect itself, but as individuals, we have to do the best that we can for ourselves. What are your thoughts on how the election, Monty, is going to affect the conventional stock markets in the United States?
Well, Al, thank you, first of all, for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
And it is, I mean, from a, I don't want to take a political stand, but from a pure economic and financial mm-hmm. perspective, I think the election results are clearly a setback for the economy.
Sure.
And quite well reflected, actually, in what has happened in the stock market since the elections.
Mm-hmm.
The markets are down. All the risk assets are trading down for several reasons. Probably the now that the elections are out of the way, the primary concern in every investor's mind is what happens with the looming fiscal cliff that is coming due at the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically means is that we have the payroll tax cuts, we have the Bush tax cuts, the estate taxes, the dividend taxes, all those are up for either renewal or we get rid of those tax cuts, which basically means that the economy suffers anywhere from, and the estimates are anywhere from a 3 to 4% drop in the GDP combined with the job losses that come with it, that could easily take the unemployment rate above 9%.
Mm-hmm. Sure, easy.
Now, we also know, on the other hand, that the U.S. corporations are sitting on trillions in cash. I believe the number is close to $4 trillion on the balance sheets. And they've been obviously very afraid to spend that money, either in investments, in infrastructure or machinery or hiring employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not sure that that uncertainty has gone away after these elections, which means that they will most likely continue to sit on that pile of cash. So you're not going to get any stimulus from the corporate market. And with most likely some sort of fiscal cliff reforms will be implemented, which means a severe cut in government spending.
Mm-hmm.
So a combination of those two things does not bode well for 2013. For the stock market, in my opinion, because if you look at what's happened since 2009, most of this rally has actually been driven by the fiscal stimulus and the monetary stimulus,
mm-hmm.
of what the Fed has done,
mm-hmm.
and what the government has done. And, you know, as everybody's looking at what's happening in Europe with the sovereign debt crisis, and fiscal discipline is clearly number one on the government's agenda. I mean, both the candidates, they stated that vociferously in the debates. So you would expect that, for the sake of their country's economy, for the long-term health, they would take steps in curtailing some of this fiscal deficit. And that combined with the fact that there's no stimulus coming from the corporate side, I am not very bullish on the risk assets.
Hmm. I find that to be really interesting. What do you think about precious metals, hard assets?
Well, very interesting. Again, the massive rally in gold has, where gold has trading about 1720, 1725,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
has come from two main sources. One is the fiscal stimulus from the government, the excess money printing. If I were to throw out a statistic and say that the U.S. money supply since the financial crisis, since the end of 2007, so basically about 5 years' time, has increased by $2.6 trillion. Would that surprise you?
No, not even close.
$2.6 trillion.
Sure.
And another about 2 trillion euro have been printed by the ECB.
Sure.
And that is just these two economies, not counting China and Japan. So all this money that has been printed has basically gone into the safety of hard assets,
mm.
basically gold
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
commodities.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the price of grains, for example, those have increased by 70 to 100% over the last 4 years. So now the question is, what happens to gold here? Gold has been rallying, one, because of government money printing, and two, because of uncertainty. People are not buying risk assets. They're saying, you know what, I can't get any interest on bonds, but I see gold going up, so might as well invest in gold.
Sure.
Now, even if the government does implement some fiscal restraint, which means that the amount of money printing goes down, which is a negative for gold, the uncertainty factor still remains. And push comes to shove, if the economy is falling off a cliff, I think President Obama and Ben Bernanke, they have shown their hand of what they've done over the past 4 years, and
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to start printing money again.
Yeah.
Might take 6 months, might take a year. But all those factors, to me, point to one thing, that gold is a safe haven.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That gold is heading higher.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's 2,000 or 5,000, I think it's just a matter of time,
yeah.
Not if.
I agree 100%. And, you know, I'm a real believer. I'm a real believer, Monty, in diversification. And, I don't think anybody should put all their eggs in one basket. But I have to tell you, when it comes to, well, I personally, my wife and I are personally involved in the hard asset sector, and that's where the majority of our portfolio is. But we're also involved in the conventional market, and we also have some investments in real estate. And I think that anyone who isn't diversified, I think they ought to have their head examined. I don't know. Closing thoughts on that? You think I'm right or wrong?
Absolutely correct. But
yeah.
Also another important thing to remember is that the traditional diversification, which was, buy some stocks, buy some bonds, and hold it, that does not work. And we have done tons of research on that.
Yeah.
And we actually have an upcoming webinar where we are talking about the benefits of diversification and how diversification has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Another important thing for your listeners to remember is that the markets have become very fast-moving,
mm-hmm.
which means
sure.
that you need to have a dynamic approach to your portfolio. You cannot buy and hold. Doesn't matter if it's gold or real estate or stocks or bonds.
Yeah.
There has to be dynamic shifting based on how those asset classes are performing.
Oh, I agree. I agree 1,000%. And that, and at the risk of sounding like a commercial, that's why people need services like those offered by MA Capital Management. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I would like you to do. If you want more information on Monty Agrawal and his company, simply click on the banner. Have a banner on the website. You can click on his picture, Mr. Agrawal's picture, and that will also take you to their website. That'll give you information so that if you decide you want to take a look at what Monty and his associates are doing, you can get all of that information right there. Monty, thank you so much for your time. It's nice to see that we have some agreement on what the selection probably will vote for the country. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know who I am. I know who you are. Keith Schaefer with me right now. We're going to, you know, heretofore we have pretty much focused on political issues and on precious metals issues, but we're going to expand our subject matter a little bit and talk a little bit more about energy issues, because I think that is very, very important. And Keith has agreed to help us out on a weekly basis on that, so we're going to take this particular segment this week and we're going to find out exactly where Keith stands in terms of energy in the United States. Then we're going to branch out into other parts of the world. But Keith, you know, President Obama was reelected. What do you think this is going to mean for the energy industry here in the United States?
I think when you look back over his first term, Al, the industry has reason to be nervous because of the way he handled the BP Macondo blowout down in the Gulf and, you know, banning all new drilling. And, you know, a lot of the industry thinks he went overboard there. But other than that, he really had a pretty laissez-faire attitude towards the energy sector. You look at the huge turnaround that energy has meant for the United States, where new low gas prices have been a boon to industry, so I don't see him doing anything on the fracking side, simply because if he did, natural gas prices would soar and the economy would be in the tank. And so I don't see him doing anything on fracking and natural gas. And on the oil side, you know, he basically hasn't done anything there either onshore. The Bakken has just done wonderfully. Like, they increased production a 250,000 barrels a day this year. They're going to do the same 250,000 barrel a day increase next year. So the industry hasn't had it that bad under Obama other than that one incident. So I just think that all this huge new supply that we've been able to generate now, both in oil and gas, is probably going to continue. And it's going to allow Americans to have the cheapest energy in the world. It's going to really help their economy. But I think on the producer's side, it is going to mean oil prices probably $5 to $10 a barrel lower than what it was this year, and gas probably about the same. So on the producer's side, it's going to be a little bit they'll be challenged on the price, but I think that will be made up for with the increased production.
Yeah. You know, in terms of investment opportunities for your readers and certainly for our listeners, what do you think about this industry? And let's talk first about gas, because I think that gas is the wave of the future, natural gas. I really, really do. What do you think about that? Are there opportunities out there?
I guess the answer to all these questions is it depends.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, dry gas is going to continue to be challenged. So you really got to stick with the low-cost producers with strong balance sheets, and those companies are very few. I have not been tempted on any American gas producers just yet.
Okay.
I think the other big problem, Al, for the gas industry is that you've got these new plays like the Eagle Ford that are, you know, basically oil plays, but are one-third gas. You have so much associated gas now, and the Eagle Ford is ramping up so fast that it's going to be really tough to pick a pure gas company and make money this year.
What do you see as the future of the natural gas industry in terms of really getting the U.S. much, 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 I can't use that word too often, less dependent on outside sources that really oftentimes are not particularly reliable and friendly?
Well, in the first 5 months of this year, the U.S. supplied 83% of its own energy needs. Like, that's fantastic. Like, so you're seeing that weaning happen already, like, in a big way. So I think that we're going to continue to see that, and so the weaning's already happening. Everyone says, when are we going to be energy self-sufficient? We're surprisingly close there right now. But, you know, to get true energy self-sufficiency, we need more refineries, need more oil production. But overall, we've already come a long way.
So you're saying, and I was really unaware of this, and it, you know, it shows you my ignorance in this area, Keith, but what you're saying is that in terms of America's dependence on the Middle East, it's getting less and less and less. Is that correct?
It's going down every month.
Amazing. Well, somebody's doing something right then, because I got to tell you, dependence on countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, etc., that doesn't make me sleep particularly well at night. Keith, you kind of steered away when I talked about opportunities that are available in the natural gas industry. I guess I didn't make myself clear enough, but you know, you said about American companies. What about Canadian companies? Are there opportunities there?
You know, the Canadian gas stocks have been a real puzzle to me, because we actually have cheaper gas than the States, and yet there has been a big run in the intermediate gas stocks here in Canada. They're all up 50 to 100%, which really is a bit of a shocker to me, because our gas prices haven't really moved either. And even some of the better juniors now are starting to move. Their charts actually look quite good. So where I'm focusing here is we have some companies right now that are making the change here to a little higher oil weighting, so their profitability is getting a bit better, but their gas production is still quite heavy. They're still heavily gas-weighted companies. So I'm watching those right now, and their charts look good, Al, but overall, because of the macro environment right after the election here, plus just wondering where gas is going to go. It's so dependent on weather. I'm just kind of in holding mode. I'm not really buying these stocks just yet.
Okay, let's flip over into, I mean, you've got the oil and gas bull, and let's flip over into the oil sector. Let's talk about opportunities there, and let's expand the universe from just being the U.S. to North America.
Sure. Basically, I think right now the biggest, you still have to go for growth, right? That's the big thing. You want to find a big, low-cost producer that's on a big growth curve and has a simple story. One of my favorites right now is a company called Manitok, symbols MEI on the venture board here in Canada. It trades around $2.50 a share. It's about half gas, half oil. But what's really interesting about this company, Al, is it's not a shale play. Like, everybody has been going after shale plays for the last 3 years. These guys have a conventional play in the foothills of Alberta. The team has hit on every single well. They've shown themselves to be very bright, efficient at bringing it out of the ground. And the stock, in my mind, is still quite cheap. These guys are going to go from 3,500 barrels a day to 5,000 barrels a day in the next 6 months. And so their valuation is still quite cheap. And I see, without any big market collapse, I see the stock being a lot higher in the next 6-7 months.
Okay. Now, I want you to explain something to our listeners. Number one, you're looking for a softening in gas prices, possibly, weather dependent, of course, and you're looking for a bit of a softening in oil plays. Now, somebody who wasn't particularly sophisticated in the investment community would say, boy, if that's the case, if Keith Schaefer is right, I don't want to invest in those companies because the price of their, you know, the price of their products are going down. Well,
that brings up a great point. So you know where you want to put your money now, Al? Refinery stocks.
Okay.
They make money hand over fist. They are a great call on oil price going lower, because oil price is their input costs. And so what they're able to do is buy all this cheap Bakken and Canadian crude oil, and the refined products that they make, the gasoline, the diesel fuel, the jet fuel, the home heating oil, they sell that to export.
Yeah.
And so that gets sold at Brent prices. So they buy cheap WTI crude, and they sell Brent-priced refined products, which is $15 a barrel more.
Mm-hmm.
So they are making a mint right now, and that would be probably the number one spot to look at. Their charts look fantastic right now. Some companies in that space would be like Valero, VLO on New York,
mm-hmm.
Polyfrontier, HFC on New York,
mm-hmm.
Northern Tier Energy, NTI on New York, Marathon Oil, MRO on New York. So those companies are, in my mind, the big no-brainers in the energy patch for 2013.
What about the companies, Keith, that are involved in the infrastructure companies? How do you feel about some of those?
They've had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
These pipeline companies, they are a call on cheap commodity prices. So
mm-hmm.
the cheaper gas and oil go, the more people want it, right? It's simple supply-demand. Lower prices creates more demand.
Sure.
So their charts have also been doing quite well. I think they probably got a little ahead of themselves. At the same time, because they don't see any huge increase in commodity prices, the stock charts should keep going.
Interesting. Keith, we have 1 minute left. I'd like you to tell listeners about the oil and gas bullion.
Al, so what I'm trying to do here for my subscribers is just find the highest potential, lowest risk stocks in the junior sector. And sometimes we go out of the junior sector into more senior stocks, like we've bought a couple refinery stocks lately. But really, I'm using my own money as a barometer for subscribers to judge where they should put their own money.
Mm-hmm.
And I do lots of research and put out very simple English reports. And that's it. That's what I do.
You know what? I applaud you for doing that. That business plan is very similar to mine, only using radio. I also talk about companies, obviously, and I talk primarily about companies that I – whether that I walk the walk, that I put my money and my wife's money into. I think that it's criminal to not invest in companies that you're following, that you're recommending to other people, because it just to me, that's just not a good way to do business. You're doing business in a great way, Keith. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to having you on the show on a regular basis in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.